I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. War wounds run deep in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Flare-ups are common. 10 days ago, a rebel attack in North Kivu scattered tens of thousands. Just north of there sits a facility Wycliffe Associates wants to refurbish. Bruce Smith says their window is open now. A Bible translation center there would be key to peacemaking through Christ. Volunteer teams are forming.
It's an existing building. Needs to just be improved in order to have better utility to the translation teams that are working in the area there. So we're planning to have a succession of teams, probably 2 to 3 teams in the coming year.
Our website has the details. Next, a church in Dagestan is mourning the loss of their pastor. Artur Suleymanov was laid to rest last week. Suleymanov was gunned down on July 15th and died hours later from his injuries. Russian ministries report Suleymanov received threats from Muslims over the years, and officials haven't ruled out radicals being responsible for the attack. Pray for their strength and continued witness. And the famous iPhone may be the next tool to lead people to Christ. That's because Faith Comes By Hearing recently released this free Bible app to the App Store. The National Director of FCBH is Troy Carl.
This is the first Bible application that integrates multiple languages that you can listen to and read. And as you know, with 50% of the world being illiterate, having the opportunity to hear the gospel in your own heart language right there on your mobile device is a big deal.
More apps for other phones are being tested. Find out when they'll be released at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get them both, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.